Everybody, former Attorney General Pam Bondi may as well be a criminal on the run herself now after she just evaded a bipartisan congressional subpoena that was signed off by both Democrats and some Republicans like Nancy Mace, and Pam Bondi just skipped it. Democrats in Congress, plus Nancy Mace, are now threatening Pam Bondi with contempt if she doesn't appear and testify according to this lawful congressional subpoena. This comes only a few days after Melania Trump gave her oddly dramatic speech, seemingly trying to get ahead of some sort of story. So just to put the pieces together, Pam Bondi about a year ago said the files are on her desk. Then they disappeared. There were games being played until Elon Musk resurfaced it and said Trump is in the files. Then they heavily redact the files. They mistakenly, quote unquote, mistakenly remove some of the names of the billionaires by while doxing the victims at the same time. Then, as Pam Bondi gets fired, Melania Trump comes out and tries to get ahead of a story right before Pam Bondi testifies. Well, now Pam Bondi is gone. Democratic Representative Robert Garcia just said moments ago, quote, Pam Bondi is evading a lawful congressional subpoena by failing to appear before the Oversight Committee for a deposition about the Epstein files and the White House cover-up. The subpoena applies to her regardless of her title. She must appear before the committee, and if she continues to ignore the law, Oversight Democrats will move forward with contempt proceedings immediately. We will fight until there is true accountability and justice. I mean, just put Pam Bondi's weird evasion side by side with Melania's statement. The dramatic walk-up.
Good afternoon. The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation.
Okay, so clearly trying to get ahead of something, trying to get ahead of some sort of story. Well, now, today, Representative Nancy Mace, who is a Republican, is even calling out Pam Bondi for evading the bipartisan subpoena that was issued by Nancy Mace and by Robert Garcia. By the way, if you appreciate the breaking news and the relentless consistency with facts, 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 you can help us build our team at Mockler Media by dropping a like, subscribing below to help us reach our next goals and build our team further. Okay, Representative Nancy Mace said, quote, we expect Pam Bondi's deposition to be rescheduled in a timely fashion. Our motion made clear the committee must issue a subpoena to Pam Bondi, not the occupant of the Office of Attorney General of the United States. Coordinate with her personal attorney, issue an updated subpoena if necessary. But if Pam Bondi refuses to comply, she should be held in contempt. So that is a Republican threatening as well. So there are support on both sides for a bipartisan contempt votes. And what she's saying in this first paragraph is that they're not targeting whoever is in the office of the attorney general. It's not about the next person to step in the attorney general seat. It's about one person who is named Pamela Bondi. You know what's interesting as well? There's a few things that I want to point out. First of all, key details were left out from a Trump accuser who was 13 years old and said that Trump had done things to her. But at the same time, a different Epstein survivor came out and made a bombshell claim about Melania Trump. Let's break both of these things down. Let's start off with this person who's an Epstein survivor responding to the First Lady's random fever dream of a press conference. Quite literally, it felt like a fever dream.
Nobody has done nothing. But yet, you want to re-traumatize us and ask us to go in front of Congress and tell them our story, which we've had told some of them already. So now you want us to tell them again on their oath and re-traumatize us and then do absolutely nothing. That sounds like a shitty idea. It sounds like you're just trying to shift attention from something to something else.
This entire thing has been a shitty idea, trying to shift attention from one thing to something else. Very well said there. I want to point out that even when the files were released, the FBI notes from an interview with a woman who accused Donald Trump of sexually assaulting her when she was a teenager had not been publicly released. A South Carolina woman told the FBI that she was abused and trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein and that he brought her to New York or New Jersey, she didn't know, where she was introduced to Trump in 1984. She was about 13 years old at the time. That's when Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein knew each other. And then over the next few decades, there were photos, parties, videos of them together pointing at women. There were private parties they held, notes that they sent to each other. It's all so transparent. And even the note that was sent to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday by Donald Trump that was a part of this huge $10 billion lawsuit has essentially been confirmed to be real. Donald Trump wrote this note with the voiceover, "There must be more to life than having everything." This was sent to Jeffrey Epstein as he was peak sex trafficking. "Donald, yes, there is, but I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey, nor will I, since I also know what it is. Donald, we have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, yes, we do, come to think of it. Donald, enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Jeffrey, as a matter of fact, it was clear to me the last time I saw you. Donald, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret." Donald Trump then launched a lawsuit against Murdoch, against Murdoch's publications and the Dow Jones, the people around Murdoch. And this lawsuit just got thrown out. A $10 billion lawsuit. This is a madman who has lost his mind. Donald Trump, 79 years old, sued the publication for $10 billion after it published a letter and a drawing of a nude figure that it reported he sent to Epstein for his 50th birthday. Donald Trump sued and the lawsuit got thrown out, basically confirming it's real. President Trump argues that this allegation shows that defendants acted with serious doubts about the truth of their reporting and therefore with actual malice. The court disagrees. To establish actual malice, a plaintiff must show the defendant deliberately avoiding investigating the veracity of the statements in order to evade learning the truth. The complaint comes nowhere close to this standard. They investigated this a lot. In fact, the investigations from certain media, certain independent media like ourselves, we live and we breathe on YouTube and Substack, by the way, so make sure you subscribe. Certain investigations done did more than the actual government to expose the Epstein pedophiles. The government has been running cover and protecting these people for so incredibly long. And now it's time to push back. I want to point out as well, Pope Leo is still posting on social media, just calling for more human dignity and more peace. He said, "God's heart is torn apart by wars, violence, injustice, and lies. But our Father's heart is not with the wicked, the arrogant, or the proud. God's heart is with the little ones and the humble. And with them, he builds up his kingdom of love and peace day by day. Wherever there is love and service, God is there." Now, he's on a journey over in Algeria helping people out, and he's pushing towards human dignity. I just think it's important to draw the stark contrast between what Pope Leo's doing and what Donald Trump's administration is doing in the United States, because Trump started this war with Pope Leo that Pope Leo wasn't really biting on. And while Trump's doing that, his cabinet is literally on the run due to pedophilia cover-up allegations. Scott McFarlane of Midas Touch says, quote, "Representative Robert Garcia made a statement, the one I read earlier, Pam Bondi is evading a lawful congressional subpoena." This loops us all the way back around to Donald Trump's hellish administration. I'm glad that Kristi Noem's gone. I'm glad that Pam Bondi's gone. I hope he starts to target some of the men next. Can we get rid of Pete Hegseth? Cash Patel needs to go. Can we do J.D. Vance? Is that possible? Can we get a VP replacement ASAP? But on a serious note, Stephen Miller, Cash Patel, all of these people need to absolutely go. And that happens with public pressure. That happens with us continuing to push, push, push. Representative Melanie Stansberry says, "Pam Bondi was subpoenaed to appear before the Oversight Committee today. This was not a pretty please. This was a legally binding congressional subpoena. If she does not make arrangements to appear immediately, we will move to hold her in contempt." You have multiple Democrats coming out and a Republican, few Republicans coming out saying, "We are going to hold Pam Bondi in contempt. She needs to get her ass sitting in front of us on that chair so we can ask her these questions." I want the same thing to happen to every single member of the Trump administration come January 21st, 2029, maybe even sooner. Sit them down on those chairs, ask them questions. I'll leave it there. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I love you all, and peace out.